A group of police officers and firefighters wait near the entrance of Fred Meyer in Anchorage as dozens of children file in. The adults are about to take the kids Christmas shopping. 8-year-old Lily pairs up with Officer Bonnie Charles, and they push their cart toward the toy aisle.
What kind of toys do you like?
Lily thinks for a bit, glances at her Hello Kitty t-shirt, and says,
Hello Kitty toys?
Hello Kitty? Okay, I think we can find some of those.
Lily is shopping for herself and her three siblings. First, she picks out a Nerf gun for her brother Connor, but as soon as they move to a different aisle of toys, she quickly changes her mind.
Because Connor really likes cars.
He likes cars?
Mm-hmm.
And then Josh could get
that?
Okay.
Many things tempt her, and Lily jumps from one shiny object to the next. She picks out a Barbie pool for herself, Hello Kitty long forgotten. Moments later, she changes again and settles on a child-sized guitar.
I had a guitar once, and then my dad had to put it back because we were running out of food, and then he had to put it back, and then he got a lot of money. Then he can buy food, yay.
Lily lives at the Salvation Army's McKinnell House with her siblings and their father. The emergency shelter is the only temporary housing that takes in single dads and their kids. It provides hotel-like rooms, meals, and a group playroom and lounge. They also teach classes on financial literacy and parenting skills. Diana Gomez is the administrator of the house. She says families are only supposed to stay in the 16 units for 30 days, but many stay longer so they can save up money for permanent housing.
Our goal is always that they will not go from shelter to shelter, but that they will go to their own apartment.
Carmen Springer with the Anchorage Coalition to End Homelessness says 80% of the homeless population is only homeless for a short time. The most common reason is the cost of housing. It's higher than most people can actually pay. Other causes are one-time events, like major illnesses in the family or lost jobs.
More people than often like to admit it live only a couple paychecks away from homelessness, and we have a very limited safety net, both here and across the country.
Springer says different programs, like rapid rehousing and rent subsidies, help get people back into homes quickly, and they usually don't become homeless again. She says it's hard to have an accurate count of how many families and individuals are homeless. Some services count how many people they help and report it to a common database. Others don't. And the numbers fluctuate by season as well. Back at the store, Lily finishes her shopping, then thinks about the absolutely perfect gift for her family.
A Barbie house that you press the button and then it turns into a real house that you can actually go in. It's a clubhouse. But it's not real life, though.
In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.